From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Ever since U.S. diplomats in Havana, Cuba began complaining of mysterious illnesses 2 years ago, scientists have struggled to identify the cause. Doctors at the University of Miami released their own report on Wednesday, and it shows they're still struggling. In late 2016, about 24 officials working at the U.S. Embassy in Havana reported symptoms like hearing loss and migraines. They also said they'd experienced strange sonic blasts at their residences. They were initially brought to the University of Miami for observation by a team of doctors. They reported their findings at UM's Clinical Research Center, and while they still don't know what caused the diplomats' illness, they said tests confirmed something did happen to them in Cuba.
They felt off. They felt imbalanced in their thinking. Increased anxiety and irritability was practically uniform.
Dr. Bonnie Levin is a UM neurology expert. She called the diplomat's common condition a cognitive fog. Specifically, it involved balance disorder and general disorientation resulting from inner ear damage. Dr. Michael Huffer is also part of the UM team, whose report is being published this week.
We have incontrovertible objective evidence that they had an abnormality. What caused it, who did it, why it was done, we don't know any of those things. I think it's vexing for all Americans, all people around the world, that people can be harmed and not know why.
But the UM findings contradict an earlier released University of Pennsylvania study that found the diplomat suffered mild brain trauma. Huffer said the disparity may result from the fact that UM observed the patients more immediately after they'd experienced whatever affected them in Cuba. Theories abound about what happened to the diplomats, including concussive sound blasts or microwaves. Cuba denies any role in the mystery, which has strained relations with the U.S. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.